Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Limits, I can't wait till you and Will Howard meet each other. That's going to be a highlight of the summer. When is that?
I agree.
No, we can't say.
Again, I'm not able to say yes. That's okay. Or else I will get in trouble and maybe my invite will be rescinded.
Rescinded is a great word.
Yes.
How about Bob and his bobblehead night? Do we know when that is?
We do know when that is. I want to make sure I get it right here. But there will be a bobblehead night brought to you by the good folks at KDKA.
Yes.
Later this summer. It's in August at Wild Things Park. It's actually called EQT Park now.
And we're going to get to take batting practice, I believe, you and I. Maybe Donnie Chedrick, yes?
Yes. I'm really looking forward to that.
Me too. And we got a sneak preview of the bobblehead. It looks great. Looks just like Bob.
August 23rd is Bob Pompiani Bobblehead Day at the Wild Things game.
There you go.
That'll be fun.
Who are you picking to win the U.S. Open?
I picked DeChambeau to win the Masters, and he obviously came in second. I think, did he come in second or third?
I don't know.
Regardless.
And I don't care.
He won the U.S. Open last year. There is something about DeChambeau winning U.S. Opens because he's won two in his career, and I think he also won it as an amateur. He did really well there and put up some really good scores. So I'm going to go with Bryson DeChambeau again.
So am I.
Really?
I just told Bob that. Were you not listening?
No.
That hurts my feelings.
I'm sorry. I was trying to edit audio.
Yeah, I picked him.
You picked DeChambeau, and I'm picking DeChambeau as well.
All right. Are the Pirates going to win today? It's 1-0 in the fifth inning.
Bailey Falter pitching a really good game. I do think that they're going to win this game and that they're going to take 2 out of 3 from the Miami Marlins.
What would Bailey Falter get you on the market?
I wonder that because
lefty.
He's not a high strikeout guy, obviously. He only throws 92-93, but his extension, which is what's been talked about a lot, is really something that gets on hitters significantly where it looks more like 96 with the way that he fully extends with his left arm towards the plate. Like there's another swing and miss by Norby against him. Right now, the Miami Marlins against Bailey Falter have 2 hits. That's it. Like he does not give up that many hits, and when he does, he gets out of jam. So what can they get for a guy that's not a big strikeout pitcher but can still get a bunch of outs? I would think something decent, maybe 1 bat.
They're about to be 9-5 if they win this game, 9-5 in their last 14. That's pretty good, Limits.
That's pretty good.
Is it not?
That's very good.
And they're in Chicago for 4. I don't love that, but I love having Skeens on the mound in game 2. All these guys are pitching well. It feels like they have a chance in every game because then they go to Detroit. That's been a surprise team this year and proof that you can be the best team in baseball without a ridiculous payroll, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, payroll obviously is a factor, but injury, look at all the Dodgers injuries this year.
Like, well, no, the Tigers have they're not even top 15 in payroll.
Right, I mean, you still can win.
Of course you can.
Like, look at Cleveland. Cleveland, over the last however many years, has done a really good job. The Rays, historically has done well winning without payroll. So yeah, it can be done. It's obviously a big factor when you can add more pieces, but then on the flip side, you can look at all the money that the Dodgers have spent on players.
Tampa Bay has a winning record. Cleveland has a winning record. Cincy has a winning record. Milwaukee, San Francisco has been really good. Kansas City, Detroit, Baltimore.
San Francisco's not in that category.
Not in what category?
They're not a small market or a mid-market. That's a big market in San Francisco.
They have a bottom 10 payroll in Major League Baseball.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Kansas City, Detroit? Come on.
Well, I mean,
all these teams are in the bottom 15. There's no excuse not to be able to at least have a winning record.
I agree.
None.
Falter just made an incredible play on a comebacker right to him.
No, he didn't.
One of those where the ball comes like legitimately right at you and you try to like save yourself from not getting hit by the ball and the ball finds your glove.
Would you trade him?
No.
Why not?
Because...
Would you sign him? How long is he signed for?
3 more years. He'll be arbitration eligible. I think you can get more for Keller. I'd be more willing to deal Keller. And I also like having a lefty in your rotation as well, just to change things up a little bit and not have it just be a completely all right-handed starting rotation. Hunter Barco, sure, might be able to change that soon, but Falter has done a really nice job for them. And if they can stack Skeens, Chandler, Falter maybe as your four with someone else that you slot in as your three, like that's in the instance that you do trade Keller, which I don't think they ultimately will, then that's still a really good rotation. Plus, you find another guy.
Do you think Ashcraft or Majinski is going to be a starter or a reliever?
I don't think Majinski should be a starter. I think he should be a reliever. He can be a good reliever for them. But, I mean, Joe, once you get to the third, fourth, fifth inning with him, things just go awry.
With who?
Carmen Majinski.
Well, did that happen? I mean, they've just started using him as a starter.
Right, but there's a long reason why in the minors they didn't use him as a starter. He had a lot of inconsistent issues. And walks, I don't think, were very good for him in the minors as well when he was starting. They changed him, I think, before he got to Double-A from a starter to a reliever, at least primarily. Like, until this year, he was not a starter in Triple-A at all. Rarely in Double-A.
DK Metcalf has spoken, and Artie Smith has spoken. Arthur Smith on marrying a run-heavy offensive coordinator with a pass-happy QB. We didn't bring Aaron in here and sign DK for all that money to go run the wishbones. Wishbone, I should say. Not multiple wishbones. Okay, then what are we going to see here? That's my question. Can you find that quote? Look under Mike DeFabo. What do we see here then? What is he talking about? We going to see a three-rig circus passing attack here? Huh?
That's a great question. I mean, are they talking a lot of motion? Are they going to use motion a lot more with the Arthur Smith offense this year than in previous years? Is that just a personnel? Is that personnel based? That's one thing I wonder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What?
I don't know. I'm just buying time to find the DK Metcalf clip.
What are you talking about? Running motion.
Are they going to put
DK
Metcalf in motion?
He's saying Arthur Smith was brought here to be a run-based offense guy. Am I wrong about that?
That's correct.
Well, now he's saying you don't bring in Rodgers and DK Metcalf to run the wishbone.
Well, this is what DK Metcalf said.
How quickly he released the ball and me getting off the line of scrimmage fast, I think is one thing that stands out first, but also his playmaking ability after the play breaks down a bit, or him to, you know, contort his arm in a different way just to get the ball out, I think is unique, and I think it's going to help not only me, but a lot of receivers and tight ends.
He's talking about how Rodgers gets the ball out quickly and basically can get him right off the line of scrimmage, and that DK Metcalf's speed is one thing that stands out, and also just the way that Rodgers can... He can still sling it with a quick release. He gets the ball out of his hand quick.
Well, we need to get that audio from Arthur Smith. So is he going to be able to design an offense around what he has?
From Mike DeFabo, here's Artie.
And obviously, as your roster evolves, and obviously you can bring Aaron in here and sign DK for all that money to go run the wishbone. So you know, you try to play to the strengths of your team.
Okay, what are the strengths of their team? It better be their offensive line, so I still think the strength of their team should be running the football. Do you agree or disagree?
No, I do agree with that. Like, if you're going to win, and the way that they want to win with the way with Andy Weidel coming in here and the way that they've built this thing over the last couple of years, first-round pick on an offensive lineman, first-round pick on an offensive lineman, first-round pick on a defensive lineman. They clearly want to try to win in the trenches a lot more than they have in previous years. Go similar to that Philadelphia Eagles model, which is hard to replicate, but they're going to do their best to. Yeah, they should be able to ground and pound this thing, which also will take a lot of pressure off of Aaron Rodgers. Whether it's a playoff action offense, like that
it should be like the Tennessee offense. I think that's what they want anyway.
They don't have Derrick Henry in that.
It's a heavy run, heavy play action offense. Nobody's saying it needs to be the wishbone, but Arthur Smith wasn't brought here to run, you know, the greatest show on turf.
No,
he was brought here. He was brought here
to
pound the ball. So let's see if they can get a couple third and ones this year. You know.
Should they employ the tush push this year? Should DK Metcalf be their tush push guy?
Yes, he should.
What about Darnell Washington?
He'd be great. How about Rodgers talking about him like he's going to be a star?
Called him Mercedes Lewis-like.
Maybe he will be. That would be great. I think he should be more involved in the pass game. Although I can't help but think poor Russ last year when he threw the jump ball and the guy who's 7 feet tall didn't jump for it.
Well, that's because Russ thought he was like 10 feet tall and that he'd immediately be able to make that
catch. Well, no, he knew he was 7, but he thought he would jump. Still a horrible throw by Russ,
that,
by the way.
That ball, because I was at the game and where my seats are with my buddy Frank are like right down in the end zone. So like I can see like right across the goal line. When he lobbed that ball up, it felt like it was in the air forever. And like even before he threw it, I could tell like... Me yelling at my TV, like when Drew Aller threw the pick, like, no, Russ, no, don't throw it. Like immediately.
I'll tell you who didn't like that play was old Smitty.
No.
Artie. He hated that play. He hated that play. And Russ came right back in the same game and made another 50-50 throw to Pickens on the other side when all they needed was a Boswell field goal to go up two scores. Little crazy. Russ got a little crazy in the Ravens games, didn't he?
A little bit crazy. What about when the Bengals game in the final minute where he did not go out of bounds?
Yeah, that was a lot crazy.
Going off.
Who's going to have a better year, DK Metcalf or George Pickens?
DK Metcalf. You agree with me?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
George Pickens.
Why?
Because he's going to be in an offense that throws the ball all over the field.
Yeah, they're throwing it to CeeDee Lamb and Ferguson.
I think they'll throw to Pickens now and again.
Now and again?
And I think Dak Prescott is good.
But if they're throwing it to Pickens now and again, DK Metcalf is going to get the ball.
Now and again was a sarcastic term, understated for effect.
Oh. I'm sorry I didn't glean that from you.
Glean
just
is
like
a good word, too.
You gleaned incorrectly my hatred for Will Howard, which is not true.
No, you just aren't open-minded that he'll be any good.
Not open-minded that he can be a franchise starter.
Let's hear Dan Muse's voice. I think I've heard it once now, and I want it to sound like Joe Block. So just to continue, he looks just like him. Maybe he sounds like him. Dan Muse introduced by the Penguins today.
This is Dan Muse on a timeline for winning.
No, and we've talked, Kyle and I've talked a lot about this, and you know, it's there's a period of transition here, but within that, my approach is going to be, you know. We're going to work throughout the entire summer. coaching staff's going to come together, and we're going to put together a plan for the start of the year. And we're going to put together a plan, and we're going to be talking about working with every single player that's here. And so you do have players that are have been in this league a long time and have done great things in this league for a long time, and working with those players to help them continue to take steps.
I'm still a little confused on the timeline, but he does sound like Sully, which makes sense because he's from the Boston area. Thank you, Limits. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be at Oakmont Bakery.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.